The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Valentine's Day is this week.
You ready?
Well, not in the sense you're supposed to be ready. I remember it more as our state's birthday. We will be 107 years old this Valentine's Day. Rosie and Roger, remember that that like it was yesterday when old presidents half signed it into the last state in the continental U.S. to join the Union.
It is sad how much of it I do remember.
Yeah, Rosie's always surprised when he looks at Arizona highways and recognizes the cover and then looks at the date. Wow, I remember that.
All right, from Slide Rock, we're going to keep moving north on Roger Naylor's 2019 Arizona bucket list and move up to Seligman. Now, Williams gets a lot of attention as the old Route 66, but a couple miles over in Seligman, they do a pretty good job in that town.
Well, that's the that's sort of ground zero. That's one of the most beloved places on Route 66 because Route 66 was saved by the people in Seligman. The town barber, Angel Delgadillo, his brother Juan Delgadillo, owns the snow cap. They're the ones, after Route 66, US 66, was decertified in 1987, it was Angel and Juan and some of the others that called a meeting, organized the Historic Route 66 Association of Arizona, the very first of its kind, and began lobbying the state to have their portion of the road designated as Historic Route 66. Now, if you've ever tried to lobby the state to do anything, it's not easy, but they succeeded, and that became the blueprint that every other state followed. That's how it exists today. There is no more US 66. It's all Historic Route 66 on a state-by-state basis. So it exists because of a handful of people in Seligman, Arizona. And Angel, Juan sadly passed away in 2004, but his kids are still running the snow cap, and Angel still shows up there at his little barber shop and gift shop, and people come from all over the world to talk to him. He's 92 now, and you know, just as happy and jolly as can be, and he's the most famous small-town barber in the world. He's in books and magazines and movies all over the place and stuff. And that begins right there's where the longest unbroken stretch of Route 66 still exists. You can get off at Crookton Road just east of Seligman, take it all the way to the California border.
And Gary D has been following Route 66. He's kind of gotten hooked on some developments that they're doing through legislation and restoration. And what was the gentleman's name we had on?
I found this guy last summer, Roman Rich.
Roman Rich.
Oh, yeah.
And he's taken it upon himself to document all the original parts of the road and the newer parts of the road and whatnot and all that, because there is a bill in Congress right now to make it a National Historic Trail.
Exactly.
And there's some more movement on it, but that'll take a little while to talk about. But, no, it's fascinating. With Arizona being the first association, all eight states have an association now.
Yeah, everybody followed that blueprint that Arizona laid down and stuff. And, of course, you can learn more about it in my book, Arizona Kicks on Route 66.
I do want to get through your list of books because you do have some great ones. And we'll get to that.
We need to keep Roger longer.
we do. And when we're in Seligman, we can move over to Kingman for our Boots and Burgers Trail on the Monolith Garden Trail in Kingman.
That's a great trail. Not hardly anybody knows about it. You know, people don't think of Kingman as a big hiking spot. It's just some place you pass through on your way to Vegas or something. But they got a great system of trails.
And you
there.
Don't even really pass through Kingman if you hit 40 and you turn north on 90. You completely
you
miss it.
And that's too bad because we've got a beautiful historic downtown, a lot of cool stuff happening. The best piece of pie I have ever had in my life available there in Kingman. It's listed in my book. It's also in Boots and Burgers. It's one of the burger joints. The Floyd Family Barbecue is just incredible barbecue, but they do an ultimate lemon pie that just is like gelato. It just melts in your mouth. It's just, unbelievable.
You're not I'm supposed ready to for be hungry now. After breakfast.
I'm ready for pie.
I know, we've lost
Let's
him.
Let's go for pie.
But you know, some people
Rock
think
Springs
pie
is closest,
a good breakfast.
Right?
Pie's the breakfast of champions as far as I'm concerned.
Now, we're going from the northwest side of the state to the southeast side, walking the streets of Tombstone.
You know, I love Tombstone. I love Cochise County. I love that area. And Tombstone, a lot of it can be a little commercial. It can be a little hokey at times, but it's still where everything actually happened. There's so much authentic history there. The most famous gunfight in history, of course, gets reenacted there at the OK Corral.
Three times a day for $7.99 spectator or whatever it is.
But, you know, you should also visit the Birdcage Theater, the old Tombstone Courthouse. There's just all so much history. And just walking those old wooden boardwalks and reading the signs. You know, this is where Morgan Earp was killed. This is where Sheriff White was killed. This is, you know, I mean, there's all this stuff. There's so much history around. It's definitely a place everyone should visit.
And they have the biggest or largest or oldest, one of those
the largest rose tree in the world. And they have a big rose tree festival every spring. It's really cool. It was this woman who was homesick for a Scottish home in 1885. Someone had sent her a little twig of this Lady Banks rose, and she planted it, and now it just covers acres. I mean, not acres, but just a huge, I forget how many thousands of square feet it is. It's propped up on trellises and back and stuff. It's really cool.
Now, we've all heard of the Colorado River, but not everyone knows about the Little Colorado River and a couple treasures along that stretch of river.
That one's all Arizona. It starts up on the slopes of Mount Baldy and comes down, and it's the river that flows right through Greer. And this is where the state fish, the Apache trout, was saved by conservation efforts by the tribe. And the Little Colorado just has such great history. It eventually joins the Colorado River, too, at a confluence near the Grand Canyon there. But it's so beautiful traveling through the White Mountains. And like I said, you know, you can just walk along it right through downtown Greer and up on Mount Baldy. There's such beautiful hiking. So if you're a fisherman, great. Get out, you know, drop a line. And if you're just a hiker like me, just, you know, it's beautiful hiking to get to experience a place that doesn't exist anywhere else.
It's funny, there's certain places I go, like we talked about the Dragoon Mountains, and when you're there, you're like, man, this is the best mountain range in Arizona. You get up to the White Mountains and a creek with the blue spruce, you're like, man, this is the best mountain range in Arizona. You get over up the aspens are on the north side of the San Francisco Peaks and Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. You're like, man, how could this not be your favorite mountains in Arizona?
Something for everybody. We've got that kind of diversity that everybody sort of forgets about. You know, they think of Arizona as a desert state. Well, yeah, but it goes a little beyond that. So that's what this list is for, and that's what my books are for. Get out and see this beautiful place.
And we wrap up the list back up, of course, the Grand Canyon.
You got to go and see a sunset at the Grand Canyon. You know, that's one of those things that, you know, we sort of take for granted. This is bucket list item for people from all over the world that maybe get to experience it once if they're lucky. And for us, it's just a weekend.
How many people have you asked that haven't even been there who live here?
I know. That's
amazing.
Those are the people that I struggle not to punch in the neck. You know, it's just when they tell you that, they announce it almost with pride. I've never been there. Well, what are you, just an idiot? You know, we've got one of the seven natural wonders of the world in our backyard. Why would you not go?
Why would you not?
And there's a difference between going and experiencing.
Exactly.
You drive up to the South Rim, get out, look over the edge for a few hours, and leave. You haven't experienced
it. But that's still even amazing, though.
Yeah. It is, but you haven't seen anything.
Rim Trail. You know, even if you can't hike into the canyon, the Rim Trail stretches for, I forget how many miles, 13 miles or so, away from the village. It goes all the way out to the Yaqui Point and the South Kaibab Trail, all the way out to Hermit's Rest, so you can get away from the crowds. You know, it's all level walking. It's easy walking. Anybody can do it and stuff. You can experience it. You can have some of the Grand Canyon all to yourself, no matter how crowded it is in the village. You just have to, you know, find your little spot.
If you are a camper, think about all the stars you get to see. It's so dark up there.
And this month's edition of Arizona Highways, it celebrates this is their 100th anniversary of Grand Canyon National Park. And there's one of the articles, and it talks about the North Rim and how different it is to look at the
vastly
canyon
different.
Looking down versus the South Rim looking up. Now, the difference is you could get to the Grand Canyon South Rim from, in a couple hours. You get to the North Rim, You have to go up through Vegas, or you go around through Utah, or you fly into St. George and drive, rent a car and drive south.
Well, actually, yeah, it's a beautiful drive because you go all the way up 89, then you go along the Vermilion Cliffs, which is spectacular, through the Arizona Strip, and then down through Jacobs Lake, 64. Beautiful drive. It does take you a few hours, but it's gorgeous, and it is a very vastly different experience. It's 1,000 feet higher, and you're up in a high forest. It's only open from May through the end of October and stuff, so only 10% of the visitors make it to the North Rim, but it looks different. You're seeing different perspectives, different views, beautiful scenic drives out there, so certainly worth getting to the North Rim as well. And speaking of the centennial of the National Park, I was very honored that the National Park hired me to actually write their commemorative magazine for the centennial. So there's a 52-page magazine. It just went to the printer. It would have been out already, but the government shutdown kind of slowed things up a bit.
Just a bit.
But I wrote the entire magazine and worked with a graphic designer. So we got beautiful photos, a lot of great history stories, timelines, a lot of behind-the-scenes things. And it's a free magazine. It'll be free. They're putting out 1 million copies. You can get it at the Canyon, or you can get it at some of the Arizona Visitor Center. Should be out within a month.
And you'll send us one.
I certainly can.
Well, and you don't have to worry, Mom, because I put in your Goldmine calendar a reminder to follow up with Roger in April when this is supposed to come out.
Oh, okay, got it.
So you'll get a reminder when we get close. In Boots and Burgers, a lot of good trails that match with the Grand Canyon. You've got the South Rim Trail. You have the North Kaibab Trail, the one around Lee's Ferry.
Yeah.
For what was the name of the... just Lee's Ferry Lodge.
Yeah,
that was hard.
Well, that's one of my favorite burger joints in the world, and it's just a great bar. You're up in the middle of nowhere, and they've got one of the all time fantastic porches, and you're just sitting out. You got the Vermilion Cliffs rising behind you. You're out in the middle of nowhere, and you're sitting out on this porch, having a cold beer, eating a juicy burger, watching the sun go down. It's one of my favorite places in the world. I love a good porch.
You can get that list at Rosie. Where'd you put it? RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Yeah.
I know Gary will have it on the archive page.
And also Facebook.
And you can probably Google search Roger Naylor's 2019. It'll take you to the original article on Arizona Central that you have to get back to that to experience everything, because the amount of pictures that you have tied into each one of these bucket lists, did you take all those?
Most of them. Most of them are mine. There's some,
you
know, they're all credited to whoever took them. But yeah, most of them, I try to take most of the photos.
That one on our Facebook page is a beautiful picture of the canyon, and he took it.
Now, you had mentioned at the beginning of the hour that, you know, next week you could do another list and it would be completely different. And that is so true.
Yeah.
So if there was something on that list in your corner of Arizona that we missed, or a little treasure mom-pop joint tucked in around the corner that nobody knows about, we want to hear about it. Just send us an email with those details to info@rosieonthehouse.com to share your corner of Arizona.